here's a story from The World.
The name Donald Rumsfeld can provoke strong feelings. The death of the former Secretary of Defense on Tuesday at the age of 88 is a chance to ponder his legacy. Writer and journalist James Fallows followed Rumsfeld's career over the decades and interviewed him several times starting in the early 1980s. He joins us from Washington. Jim, many critics of Donald Rumsfeld might say his legacy begins and ends with the Iraq War. Regardless of the legacy timeline, he had quite a career. Can you describe the arc of it?
When people live into old age, it's hard to imagine they were ever young and shiny, and Donald Rumsfeld certainly was that. He went to Princeton. He was captain of the wrestling team there. He was a naval aviator and flight instructor. He was elected to Congress at age 30. He was sort of the model of what we now think of as an almost extinct version of Republican, of the Midwestern, commonsensical, handsome in the madman fashion. He voted for the Civil Rights Act of 1965 when he was in Congress. And then again, as a young man, he took administrative positions in the Nixon and Ford administration. So if the judgment had been made when Donald Rumsfeld was around age 45 or 50, people would have thought a promising, precocious, moderate career.
So here's Donald Rumsfeld in 2006. This is 3 years into the Iraq War. It's a recorded message he gave to U.S. forces after he was forced to retire. It's about the war on terror.
The long struggle we are in is complex, it's unfamiliar, and it's still little understood, leading some to believe that there is no need to go on.
So, Jim Fallows, the war in Iraq, to what degree is Donald Rumsfeld responsible for the U.S. decision to invade Iraq in 2003?
He was relatively under-involved in the decision to go to war, to use the 9/11 attacks as the justification for invading Iraq itself. Dick Cheney was much more centrally involved in that, Paul Wolfowitz and some others. But it was when the planning for the war began and its execution that Rumsfeld himself came much more into center stage.
To your knowledge, did he ever feel regret about what happened in Iraq or take any responsibility?
It's worth being clear about what it is that Rumsfeld should take responsibility for or might feel culpable, which was essentially he refused to prepare for what it would mean to hold the territory that the U.S. forces could take relatively quickly in the spring of 2003. Rumsfeld believed in a concept of lightweight precision military operations. He kept lowballing the figures for what it would take in terms of troop presence to hold Iraq. And in his public and private life, both in the following years as Secretary of Defense and then as a private citizen, he was notably unreflective, unrepentant, quite a contrast to Robert McNamara, who spent the rest of his life after Secretary of Defense and during the Vietnam War essentially bearing the burden of those decisions.
In Rumsfeld's memoir, I mean, despite the massive casualties in Iraq, he essentially seemed to say that the war went over time and over budget. Did he ever express any regrets about the death toll?
Not that I would am aware. And this seems to be in the nature of the man, that he had been so successful so early with this jaunty, straight-ahead approach. And it's worth mentioning that after serving as the youngest Secretary of Defense in U.S. history under Gerald Ford, he went on to become a very successful business CEO and made a lot of money that way. And everything in his life had prepared him for the idea that quick decisions, snap judgments, look forward rather than back. I'm not aware that he ever talked about the hundreds of thousands of lives that were lost in Iraq and around the world and the United States because of the way he had planned the war.
It seems like everyone who knew Rumsfeld, friend or foe, describe him as driven, tireless, smart, politically cunning. As someone who interviewed him several times, Jim, how did he come across?
He was somebody who prided himself on quick repartee-like responses to questions. He viewed interviews almost as debates. Rumsfeld enjoyed this sort of fencing, parry, and thrust of discussions. You don't really mean that. You can't say that. Well, what do you mean? Okay, well, I did say that. And so back and forth. Again, he enjoyed the quickness, I think, as opposed to the depth. So he was interesting to talk with, but I think it showed, again, the strengths and perhaps the limitations of his executive functions.
That's fascinating. Jim, what do you think is Rumsfeld's legacy?
Sadly, it has to be the management and mismanagement of the Iraq War. He was the exemplar of a mid-century moderate Republicanism when he rose in politics. He ran the Office of Economic Opportunity during the Nixon and Ford years and was an ambassador to NATO. But sadly, he went back perhaps when he should not have and made a very destructive decision, even worse in its consequences.
James Fallows is a writer, journalist, and correspondent for The Atlantic who interviewed and wrote about Donald Rumsfeld throughout his long career in public service. Jim, thank you very much.
Marco, my pleasure. Thank you.